the seminary. The Seminario dei Chierici is located next to the cathedral and opposite the bishop's palace, and was built in the first years of the 18th century. The seminary itself was first set up by Monsignor Bernardo Gasco in 1579 and enjoyed a prestigious reputation. It was originally based in the Church of Sant'Egidio, today housing the Satiro Museum. The seminary was transferred to its present building on the initiative of Bishop Bartolomeo Castelli. The move was made to enhance the prestige of the clergy with a building located in the city's principal square between the bishop's palace and the cathedral. If you look at the seminary's front facade, you'll be faced by a portico with rounded arches at two levels. The upper level was added in 1744 by the Trapani architect Biagio Amico. Both the lower and the upper porticos have cross-vaulted ceilings. When you enter the seminary, you will find yourself in a spacious area also surrounded by rounded arches, supported by imposing columns. The building includes a well-stocked library and an attractive chapel on the first floor. The statue of San Vito, the city's patron saint, stands in the centre of the square, created in the second half of the 18th century by the Palermo sculptor Ignazio Marabitti. San Vito was born in Mazara in the year 285, the son of a rich family. On the death of his mother, his education was entrusted to Crescenzia and Modesto, who, being Christians, introduced him to the religion. Once he'd converted to Christianity, he demonstrated his vocation, working numerous miracles. He was, however, opposed in his faith by his father, a convinced pagan. His father had him arrested together with Crescenza and Modesto, but all three refused to renounce their faith. The three managed to escape and took to the sea, spreading Christianity in all the places they landed. Vito was tracked down by the soldiers of the Emperor Diocletian. It's said that as a prisoner, he cured the emperor's son of a terrible illness. Notwithstanding this miracle, he was tortured and died a martyr at a young age.